Good morning, coffee lovers. My name is Russell Voltz from Lake City Coffee. Today I'm going to do an extension on our Made in the USA coffee making equipment. And today we're going to cover the AeroPress. This is basically a, looks like a big syringe, and it's for making coffee. So it's a brewing system. And I got to admit, I use it every day. I love it. It's my absolute favorite, has been for years and years. There are a couple little quirks about it I'll talk about, but by and large, for $29, this is the best one cup at a time coffee maker I've ever run into. Now, that's me personally. I always say drink what you like. So if you've got something else that's better, man, go for it. If you like your espresso machine, if you like your drip machine, great, go for it. I'm just saying, for me, making one cup at a time, this is the way to go. So real quickly, I want to show you, first of all, you need a good sturdy mug. So this is just a ceramic mug that I make my coffee in. There's one challenge, and this, like if you're using a double-walled, vacuum-insulated, like a thermos or Stanley, or in this case, Burnout, which I highly recommend, Made in the USA, by the way. And it doesn't quite work with that. So let me show you. You're going to start out with a screen. We're going to add to it a paper filter. And I think when you buy it, it comes with 500 paper filters. Plenty. So the screen with the paper filter on the bottom goes just like that. We're going to now put a little, by the way, don't throw these out. I did that with my first one. I thought, what do I need that for? I'll just pour my coffee grounds into here. And lo and behold, it doesn't work all that well. You really do need a funnel. And it comes with a funnel. So don't throw that out. See, put the funnel on. Here's my coffee grounds. I typically use anywhere from a quarter cup to a third of a cup, depending on how strong I want to make it. So you just pop that in there. We're done. And this is, by the way, this is the grinder I use every single day. It is the Red Rooster manual coffee mill, and it's also made in the USA. Really, really good product. Love it. So here's the challenge. This little thing here has to be able to fit in your cup. And nine out of 10 cups, it's going to fit in just fine. If you have a travel mug like this, you can see it won't fit in the top. So it really won't work. Now this, also made by Burnout. Okay, this is another triple insulated mug, which I absolutely adore. This will work, but barely. You can see it fits in there, but the overlap on the corners barely makes it. So you got to be pretty careful keeping an eye on it. It will work, and I do it from time to time when I want to use this mug, which is a very comfortable mug to hang on to. So find yourself a good sturdy mug. One of the things that won't work if you have a fine china, you don't want to be pressing, you know, this into a fine china mug. I always press it in here, and then I'll pour it into my Burnout travel mug. So go ahead, and we're going to set this right on top. And bear with me a second. I'm going to grab some hot water that we just boiled. And all I'm going to do is just pour it in. Pour that in, and you'll notice with our coffee, because the coffee is so fresh, excuse me, it'll foam up quite a bit. Most coffees will not. They'll foam a tiny bit, but that's about it. Right now, we've got about a third of this mug is foam. And that's because the coffee is so fresh, so new, that I'm just gonna stir it here. I'm mostly trying to, you know, mix the water and the grounds together, but I also wanna break those bubbles up. So I'm just gonna keep filling it until we're almost to the top. There we go. And I'm pretty much done. Top it off a little bit. So I'm leaving myself maybe an eighth of an inch of room on the top. And that's so this will fit in nice and easily. So I'm barely pressing down. I'm letting mostly the weight of my arm and my shoulder press it. So it's literally pressing through that paper filter. Now, this system is very similar to a French press. So same concept. I like coffee where the coffee grounds and the water get to interact for a while. So they're steeping just like tea would. And there you got it. Once you've boiled your water, ground your coffee, I mean, it takes less than a minute to go ahead and make this. I think this is the smoothest coffee I've ever had. Now, granted, our coffee beans are super smooth to begin with. I roast them specifically so they're smooth, not bitter. So I'm starting out with pretty much on third base, actually making the coffee. Other than cold brew, I think the AeroPress is the absolute best way to go if you like smooth coffee that you can taste exceptionally well. So there's my recommendation. I suggest go out and get one. As much as I hate Amazon, they're darn cheap there. And it's free shipping, $29. And hey, to me, I thought, well, geez, $29. If it doesn't work, I throw the darn thing away. Right? But for $29, you're going to be amazed. And those of you that have spent $1,500, $2,000 on an espresso machine, you're going to hate yourself. So maybe you guys that love your espresso machine shouldn't even try this. I mean, because it's so good. Anyway, my recommendation is the AeroPress, made in the USA, which is a huge deal. We should not be buying products made in China by slave labor. Instead, this is made in the USA by free Americans. We're trying our best not to buy anything from China, because let's face it, they're hell-bent on world domination. They want to destroy our way of life, and I'm not going to support them. I'm not going to give them my money so that they can try to destroy the United States, and neither should you. That being said, enjoy your coffee. Have a great day.